Waking Up with Kincaid and Dallas.
If you don't glaze them, it's a crime.
Did you puke and did you have diarrhea too?
I don't like eye contact.
Get me hot buffalo.
Oh, that's you, Garrett.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Welcome to the last day of September.
There is no September 31st. Every year I'm always tricked. I'm like, oh, certainly I've got one more day to pay this bill. No,
Nope.
Well, always remember there's 31 days in October, so there's 30 in September.
30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except for February. It has 28 days clear and 29 in each leap year.
It's good that you learned that.
I love that. Good that
you learned. Someone's got to know it.
Elementary school.
Outstanding.
Well, we learned that too, but God, I did not remember it.
I say that saying multiple times a year.
Keep up with it.
We were in, a chorus was a class in middle school, and I remember the musical notes because it was Ernie Gave Bert Dead Fish.
Oh, yes.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Ernie Gave Bert Dead Fish. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that. So there you go. Well, good morning. Amanda's perpetually cold. You came in here announcing that you wore the wrong clothes.
Yeah, I wore the wrong clothes today.
Sorry.
It's just so windy. It's so windy outside.
Yeah, it's very windy.
I mean, I have like pants and a little...
Was that corduroy?
Yeah, corduroy thing, but that's too light. My clothes are too lightweight today.
Yeah, when I opened the door to let the dogs out this morning, I was like, oh, I think I'll have a little sweatshirt on today.
Yeah, I should have put something thicker on.
Yeah, because normally you greet the world naked first thing in the morning.
Well, I was naked when I opened the door.
Oh, that's too cold for you.
And I said, oh, I need to put a sweatshirt on.
So if in all seriousness, if I go, and I've been talking about this years, if I come up with a y'all shawl, will you wear my y'all shawl?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
What makes the y'all shawl different from just a shawl?
It's a shawl, and on it is an embroidered y'all, and it might be made of denim. And it might be made of denim.
Well, no, you need to do is make it big enough that you could either wrap your entire body in it, or you could have two or three people, and then it would be the y'all shawl.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
y'all are sharing it.
Yes, exactly. Right.
All right. So enough for a polyamorous group of people to enjoy.
There you go.
Got it. Garrett, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. Never better.
What's happening, man?
It's denim jacket weather.
Yeah,
that's what's happening.
What's the difference between polyamorous and polygamist?
Okay, well, very different.
I always get those confused.
Polygamy is you're married.
Oh, that's when you have a bunch of wives.
Yeah, you have a bunch of wives.
Yes.
And then polyamory is you have a bunch of people in a relationship, and you all share different responsibilities and different. It's a whole
thing.
But
you is polyamory you can't be married and then it would be considered polygamy? Or is polygamy just wives?
No. It's marriages.
Have multiple husbands.
It's marriages.
Well, you know what that's called? Hell.
Having multiple husbands, yeah.
I've been trying to get her on to do an interview that we could never play here that I want to put up as a podcast.
Who?
I have a neighbor, and I've stayed in touch with her over the years, and it's her and her husband. And then they somehow befriended some other people, and they're like in business together, and they've got a whole thing going on, and they all have kids.
They have a B&B. They're in business in bed.
Yes, Dallas. That's what they're. And I think there's more to it, but it's a whole thing. And
there's a lot to it.
I was so fast. Yes, Garrett.
When a woman is married to more than one husband at a time, it's called polyandry.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
So there you go.
Wow. And a man who's married to multiple women is polygamy.
Polygamy.
Learned so much so early.
Thank you for clearing that up for me.
What a topic. I didn't know we would approach it very early.
I know. Well, he threw that word out there, and I was like, oh, what is the difference?
Amanda, tell us how the months work again. Clean this up.
30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except for February. It has 28 days clear and 29 in each leap year.
Okay, that helps.
There you go.
That's so important.
You're welcome.
Welcome to the show.
When are you going to tell the story about?
Oh, you want to hear it?
What?
Okay.
What?
Yesterday.
What story?
The fire drill. Okay, so
did you get fined $1,000?
I thought you left.
No.
What did you do?
We said it when we walked out the door. He wasn't leaving.
We had a fire drill here yesterday that we weren't supposed to talk about, but we did three different times. Anyway, there's a fire drill. And they just want to make sure that this building knows what to do in case there's a fire. So we weren't supposed to know about it, but we did. And so our thought was, okay, you know, everyone's got to walk out of here and walk a block away from the building. And, you know, that way when the fire trucks pull up, you're out of their way. You're not standing out in front of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that that was going to be interesting. And I'm like, you know, you guys, we decided I had something to be here for at 11 o'clock. So I needed
to
come back to work.
Well,
yeah, we were done.
You know, early enough. We were done.
Yeah.
So
anyway, so I'm like, I'll go to Starbucks and I'll kill some time. And then I'll come back after the fire drill. So I didn't realize I haven't been over by Starbucks in a while. So I go over there and there's just construction and detours and the repaving, and it's a whole thing. And then I finally get over to Starbucks, and I'm like, what is going on here? Then I realized it's National Coffee Day. I mean, there was a line out the door because they had like offerings at Starbucks, and every parking space was taken. So I'm like, there's no way. And the drive-thru was nuts. I'm like, uh-uh. I'm like, let me just go back to the Mexican place near work, the Qdoba, and I'll kill some time there. So I am just like, but I'll wait until well after the fire drill. I just don't want to see anybody. So I'll go through the other way. I had a whole way of doing this, yeah, where I wasn't going to get seen. Well, the detour took me a different way. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, wow. Are people protesting? What's going on?
There's, I told all you these this people yesterday.
Hold on. There are people protesting. What is going on here? No. I was a block away from work. These were our coworkers.
I told you that yesterday. I said, if you go to Da Vinci's right behind us, I said, you can watch the people walk down the street and have to stand on that corner. And you said, yeah, I'll do that.
They were on a different corner.
But no, he got in his car and goes 2 miles away.
I drive by them and heads turn, and I see people point, and
it's
some
Kincaid.
Go, oh! And so that's...
Dude. There's a Starbucks at Target. You should have gone to the Target.
I know.
Or you should. I know exactly which one you went to, and you went to the one that has a horrible parking lot.
That's the one right beside Charles Schwab.
Yeah, probably. You should have gone to the one that's by the old Zoe's Kitchen because it has a massive parking lot.
Wait, that's
right
not
there.
The one you went to?
No, he went to the one
that's
on
Hickey. Yeah,
Hickey move.
Yeah, he went to the one that's over by the Einstein's right over
there.
Why
did you go all the way over there?
Yeah, it's on
the
Hammond
parking
Drive.
Lot. It's got the worst parking lot.
Terrible.
They have like two spots on
Kincaid.
A normal day.
Yeah. Boy, we just talked about multiple wives, and now we're talking about multiple people yelling at me all at once. What a
Kincaid, you messed up at three different points.
You should have whipped into Charles Schwab and had them go over your investments.
Oh, man. Listen, we've looked at your investments. Sir, if you invest what it is you spend on taking out, we'll guarantee you $8 million.
You can
by
retire
next year.
In 5 years.
Did you know, you actually, sir, if you just stop buying takeout, you don't have to go back to work on Monday. Thank you, Charles Schwab. I appreciate it.
Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
Alan Jackson is going to be honored with the Artist of a Lifetime Award at the upcoming CMT Artist of the Year event. That is going to happen on Friday, October 14th. Sam Hunt's going to be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon on Monday performing his new song, Water Under the Bridge, which is so good.
I'm glad you liked it.
I love it. Bruce Willis has sold his image rights to an artificial intelligence company called DeepCake. They made a digital twin of him using content from Die Hard and The Fifth Element it's going to be used for future projects. So there is a digital twin of Bruce that can help him be in new films, and he actually has a say-so in what's done with it.
Interesting. So he still can go, no, that's not really what I would do, so
right.
No, don't.
Is there an update on how he's doing health-wise?
I don't think really good.
Oh, man.
No,
yeah.
Like
they kind of deal on the DL.
That
so.
Sucks.
But I guess, you know, maybe he's got some projects that were coming up or something, well, and they decided to do this.
At least he's able to make some income while he's going through what he's going
through.
I know,
but isn't that kind of weird? Like, you're, okay, so say there's a new movie and you go see it. It's not really Bruce Willis, but you think it's Bruce Willis.
That's weird. The future is going to be wild
for movies.
Isn't that crazy? Television.
It's going to be the kind of thing that we go and see something. It's like, guys, this is crazy. They actually got the real people to be in the movie. It's not their likeness.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Hmm. Jessica Simpson got her weight under control with the help of a nutritionist. Now, she did this a few years back, but she's kept it off by changing the way she eats. She said it's so important.
What's the next story? I'm kidding.
They cook at home.
Oh, that's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
She probably meal preps and stuff. Good for her.
Do a lot of cooking at home.
She's a lovely person.
I love her.
Have you met her before?
Oh, my gosh. She was on the show years ago with me. I loved her. Oh, my Lord, I loved her. It's when the Dukes of Hazzard thing came out.
That's so
cool.
And
she was playing Daisy Duke. Oh, yes.
When she first got her pop start, we had her in a bunch of times. And she was as nice as could be and really sweet. And,
Same thing with her ex, Nick Lachey.
Yeah, I mean, it's so weird.
Fan. She had her little dog Daisy with her, though.
I remember Daisy, yeah.
And then, like, 2 weeks later, her mother let it out in the yard, and it got eaten by a coyote.
I was devastated.
God.
I was devastated. A federal judge says Ed Sheeran must face a jury trial over whether he stole key pieces of his Thinking Out Loud from Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. It just keeps, you know, it's like they just ran out of music and you just got to go back and you got to start using things that was,
I just think,
you know, that was out of years ago.
I just think no matter what you find, something's going to sound like something else. We've just reached the point where, I'm sorry.
Exactly. Just, there are no more.
There are no new sounds.
Yeah. Yep. Amazon Prime, I love this. I mean, I've seen them all a million times, but I watch them every time.
I found a new sound.
What?
Remy the Ratatouille.
That doesn't sound like anything else.
Oh, Lord.
You stopped the whole dish for that.
Sorry.
Anyways, Amazon Prime is going to be the new home of all 25 James Bond movies.
Wow.
In the
U.S.,
the U.K., and some other places starting on October 5th. It's only for a limited time through Amazon. They don't specify like how long the period's going to be, but I'm going to be...
I didn't realize there were that many.
Oh my gosh, there's so many, and I've seen them all.
I still haven't seen the new one. I heard it wasn't great. I need to watch it, though.
I rented it and started it and stopped.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was like, this just doesn't do it for me.
I'll probably watch it at some point. It's just probably near the bottom of my list.
You know, The Spy Who Loved Me, Goldfinger. Mm-hmm. I mean, the originals, the ones from my... It just can't get any better than that. I love that.
It's true.
And Jonathan Majors is in early talks to play Dennis Rodman in the 48 Hours in Vegas movie. I cannot wait to see this. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the 98 NBA Finals were going on. The Bulls were in the final, the Chicago Bulls. And Dennis Rodman said, I got to have some time off. And he went to Vegas for 48 hours.
All right.
I mean, they're in the middle of the finals.
Crazy.
And he said, he was. He just kind of went off the deep end. I think Carmen Electra was with him at that time.
I remember those days.
It was the craziest thing.
What a time, y'all.
Phil Jackson was like, man, you got to get back and play some ball. I cannot wait to see this movie. I hope it happens. I'm Dallas, and that's The Dish.
You are.
Our show, anytime you're ready. Kincaid and Dallas, on demand.
Now, I'm calling this. Who eats better, Dallas's dogs or Dallas? But at the same time, I know the answer is probably equal, so I'm changing it. Who eats better, Dallas's dogs or me? And I bet your dogs. I bet your dogs eat better. Let's go through the menu if you can remember.
Well,
Dallas cooks for her dogs.
It's so funny that you would bring this up this morning because yesterday I had bought this new pan that barely fits into my oven because I was in a cooking mood yesterday. And I bought 20 chicken breasts and cooked them for my dogs with carrots and green beans and peas.
I want to tell you real quick. I was eating a turkey sandwich last night on questionable bread.
Questionable bread?
I had to soften the bread in the microwave because it was just like...
Did you make it?
You mean, did I assemble a turkey sandwich myself? Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Well, I'm even shocked by that, honestly.
Me too.
And we didn't have any tomatoes. There's no lettuce in my home. There's nothing in that drawer. And so
it was turkey bread
and mustard.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have cheese. Okay.
And that's what I
had for dinner last night. So
that was it.
Your dogs ate better.
Yeah, the dogs win.
Yes. They. So I bake the 20 breasts, and then I take them with all the broth, and then I put it in my food processor and grind it up. And then I put it over their kibble, and they just, they're like, Mommy, I love you so much.
Anybody else hungry where even kibble sounds good right now if Dallas makes it?
Well, she made you something right in front of your face.
Yeah, I want you to try that cornbread.
Take a bite of
the cornbread.
You're not supposed to, but do it.
You're not supposed to eat on the radio.
Eat on the radio.
Just do it. So I am into this butter thing, making butter. I made jalapeno honey butter last night for the Mexican cornbread. I made Garrett some honey fig butter.
I'm so excited to try
that. I made Amanda some pumpkin spice butter. And I made Kincaid some strawberry butter.
I'm going to try your
cornbread. To go with the strawberry muffins that I made.
All right.
Okay, try the Mexican cornbread.
I'm eating Dallas's cornbread.
Okay.
Perfect. I will be stealing a strawberry muffin.
This is so good.
Would you tell me if it wasn't?
Oh, I'd be like, girl, what'd you...
But how's the butter? Isn't the butter just such an additive? I'm just so into this butter making.
No, Dallas, if it weren't good, I'd be like, bring it in on your dog's food? Or...
Yeah.
Dallas, it's really good.
I'm so glad you like it.
Every time we talk about your food, we always get messages, when are you going to do a cookbook?
I don't know. I need to do one because I want to give all the proceeds to homeless pets. Mm-hmm. What I need to do is I don't know where to start to do that. I guess you need a publisher. You got to have somebody to publish it, to put it together.
I will let you pick two different passions of your life that you want to write about, okay? You can either do the cookbook or the Dallas Sutra.
We'll go with the cookbook.
Okay.
Good okay. Call. Yeah.
Coming
yeah.
up in stores.
Of course, you might can find that suture on that new Instagram page.
Yeah, Dallas.
True.
Somebody
that version of
create
Dallas.
An Insta that is Dallas's secondary account that isn't Dallas's account.
A Dallas imposter.
And when yeah. you become a subscriber, you get more pictures. Apparently.
Yeah, well, that's
and
what
live
it says.
And a live video
what
chat.
Is it? Yeah. Ooh, I got video.
Wow.
For you. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So sign up when you see that.
If it's video of me, it's going to be at the barn in a pair of mucking boots or something.
Hey, some guys like that.
I always wonder why we have so many people who listen to our podcast in Singapore, and that is why. It's our morning show, any time of the day when you want to hear it. Kincaid and Dallas, on demand. Hi, I'm Kincaid. I'm going to do what the TV news does. Earlier, we reported on the story and had some incorrect information. It is our sincerest apology that we're issuing now, and we'll do a better job in the future.
No, it's not our apology.
What did you do?
Well, here's the case. Here's what happened. He said what we were going to talk about, and then Amanda looked at the story, and she's like, you read this all wrong. So tell him what it really is, Amanda.
Kincaid told everybody that 7% of us have been declined a first date. Where
that
somebody
we decline
had said,
a first date.
Somebody said, no, I don't want to go on a date with you. But the story is actually 7% of us have had a card declined on a first date.
And that's why I was alarmed. I'm like, how many people are being so... How are there 93% of people being so incredibly nice not to say no when they don't want to go out with somebody?
I thought that same thing, too, when you said what we were going to talk about. I'm like, wow, that's a...
Well, that's low.
Yeah.
It might be a good time to
go. It might be a good time to get your eyes checked.
Man. So.
You good over there?
I mean, so tell us about, Amanda, tell us about
at least decline.
Give us a story. Give us a story.
Oh, my
7%
God.
7% of people who are currently dating say it's happened to them on a first date before their card has declined. That's around 1 in 14 people. It says that it's more likely if you're a millennial, and 10% says it's happened to them on a first date. But the same polls found that it's not usually a deal breaker. So most people who had their card declined got a second date anyway.
Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons for your card to be declined. It doesn't necessarily mean that.
That's not embarrassing.
Yeah. Your card's full. I mean, you know how the computer system is in this world.
Know.
Yeah.
Mm. That's it. That's the story.
Yeah. That's it.
It's far less exciting than what I read in my head. I'm just saying, that's not what I thought. Well,
Kincaid in Dallas.
On demand.
Dallas.
In your ears. Dallas. Kincaid in Dallas.
First of all, I'm glad this man lived because this is serious. And on the mode of transportation he was on, it could have been way worse. He's a Colorado man. Adam Lamb is his name, riding his motorcycle near Guanella Pass, just west of Denver on Saturday, when he struck a moose. He said it happened between her lower rib cage and her hind legs. He said, I ended up ejecting from the motorcycle and flew over her. He was hospitalized with injuries from the crash. This is a quote. I was hanging onto the handlebars. I'm pretty sure that's when I broke both my arms. Fortunately, people came and helped him, including a search and rescue team member and his friend, Matt Bagg. Matt said we grabbed some jackets and some blankets for him. And he said his hands were cold when we grabbed another to keep his legs elevated. The moose didn't survive, but was not left on the side of the road. Here's the best quote of the story. At the end, we got about 100 pounds of meat, said that guy who saved the guy on the motorcycle, Matt Bagg. We're going to have a celebration when the guy gets out of the hospital. We're going to have a fire and roast some marshmallows and maybe some moose meat.
What does moose taste like?
I don't know.
It's supposed to be really, really good.
Well,
really?
And free.
Adam
Lamb gets out of the hospital. He's still recovering maybe 6 to 8 more weeks.
Oh, Lord. I have a question that I know this one is stupid. Sometimes I say I think I have stupid questions, but I know this one is stupid. Has anybody ever seen a moose run?
Yes.
Because I've only ever seen videos of them
real
slow.
No, they will
and I
get after
like,
you.
Like when you hit a deer, it's because it sprinted across the road and you didn't see it coming. But like that moose must have been running for that motorcycle to hit it.
Yeah.
You know? But I just have never seen a moose. I know that they probably do because they're animals. They got to run.
They're dangerous.
But they're
super dangerous.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine them running at a full speed.
I bet they can move fast. I mean, I've seen videos of them moving, running, or whatever.
Can
but
a moose
run? Yeah,
I mean, imagine a moose running at you full speed. That's terrifying.
That would
How
be
did
so
he not
terrifying.
Die is the real question.
Well, no kidding.
Sounds like he's real hurt. He will recover, but it's a process.
And this means that the lamb ate the moose.
Oh my God. Moose, adult moose can run at a top speed of 35 miles
yeah,
per hour.
I thought they were fast.
God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Are you
God.
Kidding me?
Now I got to see how fast a deer can run just to compare.
Okay. Let's see. Hold on.
37 to 50.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
They're moose fast. Are really booking it.
They're fast.
But wait, there's more from Dallas. Who's hungry?
All right. So there is a couple, and they are struggling with fertility issues. So they've been saving their money because, if you don't know, it is very expensive to have in vitro. So they're saving money. They've got $7,000 in an account. And her husband has this best friend. They've been friends since high school. She says they're inseparable. They spend all week together, which is a little crazy anyways because he has a wife. But the guy wants to buy a new car. So the husband takes the part that he's been putting in the account and gives it to his best friend to buy a car without telling her.
Hey, the dad on the show is saying it right now. This is a red flag, and this is if already you're trying to have the miracle of life in your relationship, and this is what he's going to do with the money.
Dump him.
This is precedent on the kind of dad he's going to be.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't like this.
They had $11,000 total, and he took out
$7,000. Oh, my God.
Wow.
$7,000 and did not tell her about it. She confronted him. And he casually reminded her of how many times his best friend complained about his old junk car.
And well, that's his
cares?
Best friend's issue.
She's trying to have a baby with this man.
Have
They're
a baby with your best friend. Divorce the wife and
have
a
baby,
with
your best friend.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, it's
and I hate to say it, this kind of tells me deep down, I don't think he really wanted to be a father.
No
yeah,
way.
For real.
This says so many things
His
about
priorities.
Their relationship.
Take that $7,000 and shove it where the sun don't shine.
Yeah. It's a very sad story. I don't know if they're going to work it out. I don't know if she's, I don't know what's going to happen.
I hate this for her.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, this is
for
sad.
Him to take that kind of money
and
out of the account.
He's not the dad I think you need, ma'am.
No.
No way.
Not at all.
No way.
He's not the dad I would want for sure. Amanda. Nope.
All right, this woman, she's in Scotland. She recently put a coffin on Facebook Marketplace. She's putting it up for sale, and her reasoning is that she, quote, giving away a brand new coffin, bought it for my husband, but he has lived longer than I had hoped and expected, so it's no longer required, and it's cluttering up my house.
Longer than I'd hoped.
People were commenting on it going, is this a joke? Like, is this real? Are you actually doing this, or is this a joke? And she said that it's 100% a real advertisement. She's really giving it away. She originally purchased the coffin for her husband after he annoyed her when he was drunk.
So the husband is still alive. So
he's still alive. He's still kicking. He hasn't died yet. She thought it would
I wonder why she decided to get rid of the coffin.
It's
taking
too long. She
said
it's taking
it as a threat.
And it's taking too long, and it's taking up too much space
in her
way. House.
Wow.
It's cluttering up her
home. I mean, good Lord, take it outside and make a raised garden.
Well, and she's giving it away. This is a free coffin, right?
I mean, based off of her wording, giving away a brand new coffin. Bought it for my husband. He's lived longer than I hoped and expected, so it's no longer required.
I'll pay the shipping. I'll take it.
But every time I think, or I hear the word, I mean, the coffin, casket, but every time I hear coffin, I just think vampire.
Me too.
I want to buy it so I can pretend to be a vampire and sleep in it.
I mean, listen, it's almost Halloween. What about an Airbnb?
There you go.
I also forgot to mention that it does not come with the pillow because her dog took it. You will have to buy a pillow if you're going to buy this coffin.
Well, I mean, if you're dead, do you really need a pillow?
I always wonder that, too.
That is interesting. You know?
It's so you're elevated during the open casket during the wake.
Right.
Right. Have an open casket.
If you don't plan on having an open casket, you'll need the pillow.
Exactly. They just throw you in there.
Yeah. But wait, there's more.
But wait, I have some more. This happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on Wednesday. Someone called the cops outside of a Walgreens because they saw a guy illegally parked in a handicapped spot. Scumbag move number one. Don't do that. Come on. If you don't have the decal, you don't need to be taking up the handicapped spots. I think so little of you if you do that. So they called because of the parking spot. But also, The guy sitting in the car appeared to be smoking something that they thought might be meth.
Oof.
This guy, his name is Logan Bacon. Great name, but not a great guy, evidently.
Logan Bacon?
He wasn't in his car by the time the cops got there, so they waited for him to come back. Once he did, he grabbed a handicapped placard from the floor of his car, showed it to the cops. However, he admitted that it didn't actually belong to him. Scumbag move number two. So the cops ran his name. Turns out he was wanted on an outstanding warrant. So they arrested him and found a bag of white powder in his pocket. He was not smoking meth. He was smoking something even worse. It was fentanyl.
Worst substance.
So scumbag move number three. Yes, the worst illegal substance. So and while all this stuff was going on, a woman he was with was busy stealing stuff from the Walgreens that they were parked outside of. She ran off, but the cops found her hiding in a nearby weed dispensary and arrested her too.
You just had another disabled related story involving drugs with they were hiding drugs in the wheelchair.
Yes.
Oh my God. What is going on with you and drugs, Garrett?
It's not. I have nothing to do with this. What are you talking about?
Garrett, stop with this, please.
So, Logan Bacon is facing charges for drug trafficking, possession of a controlled substance, and parking in a handicapped spot.
What a pig.
All of it.
But wait, that's all. I heard what you did there, Dallas.
Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
Dallas, we got a follow-up. Remember the secret we had a couple days ago, the secret where she discovered that her nudes were being airdropped to her brother-in-law from her husband's phone?
Yes, yes.
And the husband's phone didn't have a password on it.
What?
And we weren't sure whether it was the husband sending it to his brother or whether the brother-in-law.
Yeah, we didn't think it was the husband.
Nah, that would have been weird. Hey, look at my wife.
Yeah.
You went, had a conversation. You talked to your husband. What happened?
Well, the good news is he was not the one to send them. And I could tell because, I mean, like, I know my husband. He was livid when I told him that I saw this. And I was trying to gauge, was it him or his brother? And he got in the car, drove across town to his brother's apartment, asked him point blank, like right when he opened the door. His brother said yes. And they got in a huge fight, and now they aren't speaking. So it was epic, and I think I just like ruined my husband's relationship with his brother for like the rest of his life because of it. So it is Thanksgiving is definitely going to be. I don't even know what Thanksgiving. Yeah,
well, you have to cook less on Thanksgiving. More sides for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow,
that is something too. Two brother, that is a betrayal.
Yeah,
unlike
what a
anything.
Perv. He is a perv.
I mean, I'm past the, now that I know what wasn't my husband sending it. Like, I mean, it's still gross, but it's more like, I'm like, that's so bad of you. But now I'm like, this is just ridiculous. Like, it's just like, it feels like my disgust is more like, ew, you, and like, less like.
Well, and he ruined an entire relationship, a lifelong relationship with his brother over your pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like something this is like something out of a Lifetime movie.
Yeah. Lifetime After Dark.
Yeah, like he's obsessed with his sister-in-law. I mean,
yeah.
Gosh. Wow. Yeah. I'm so glad you went ahead. I'm so glad you talked to him. And I hate that it's turned out like this, but I'm glad you guys got to the bottom of it.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you for standing with me.
Not in a creepy way, but I've been thinking about you the past couple of days, and I wanted to have the conversation. Not in a weird way. Thank you for telling us what happened.
Get off this phone.
Our show anytime you're ready. Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
I saw this meme a while back and it made me laugh because it's so true. The meme was, being a grandpa must be tough. Some baby mispronounces a word and suddenly your name is Peepoo for the last 30 years of your life.
And when those things happen, they just stick.
They stay.
Yep. They never go away.
Uh-huh. Forever. I called my grandparents. I mean, they were grandma and grandpa on my mom's side. That was easy. My dad's side was weird. They were Nina and Pop-Pop. I don't know why they were that. It wasn't because one of us said something as a little kid that kind of stuck. I know that she told my mom, the minute my mom told her mother-in-law, my grandmother, that she was pregnant, she said, well, I'm too young to be a grandma. I do not want them calling me grandma. They will call me Nina. I'm like, weird. And that's what she told my mom.
And that's the way it was.
Gosh. I don't know where Pop-Pop came from. I guess because I don't know. Maybe because grandpa stuck on the other side and they wanted to be original.
My parents are going to be grandparents in like A week and a half.
Dave and Jackie, that's right.
Yes, and I overheard them trying to come up with what their grandparent names were going to be. And I was like, y'all, I'm so, like, you can come up with as many options as you want, but ultimately, I don't think you get the final say.
Yeah.
It's whatever those twins are going to be calling you.
Yeah.
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 My niece and nephew are, yeah, well, I guess now my niece and nephew, but my niece is slowly starting to talk. So my nephew mostly, my mom and dad, well, mostly my mom wanted to try really hard to come up with a fun name, but my nephew just calls her Gammy and calls my dad Papa. And then his, Patrick's parents, he calls them Lolly and Pop, or Yaya and Pops.
Oh, I like that. Yaya and Pops.
I don't know where Yaya came from. She wanted to be called Lolly, and it didn't stick with him. And then one day he started calling her Yaya, and now that's what she is.
That's what it is.
It's just, yeah, I think the kids make the choice. Because my grandmother, my mom's mom, we called her Mama Bailey. Not just Mama, but we called her Mama Bailey. Mama it was Bailey. Always Mama Bailey. And then my dad's mom was Ma Turner.
Mm-hmm. It's just so funny. Like, how do kids decide that? Like, did my nephew think of Yaya? We've never used that term before.
My mom's name is Cheryl. Miles cannot say Grandma Cheryl because it's Grandma Kim, Grandma Cheryl. Grandma Kim is Aaron's mom.
Right.
And then it's Grandma Cheryl. Cannot say Cheryl. So it's like, I want to talk Grandma Cereal. But now she's
Cereal.
Now my mom hates it. She is Grandma Cereal.
Oh,
Grandma
no.
Cereal.
But that's funny though, because I hope that they always call her Grandma Cereal. And then when they're in school, people are going to be like, Cereal.
What? my mom's a cereal killer. Let's keep it going. What did you, either your kids or what did you call your grandparents that like just stuck because you either couldn't say the name or just you got it wrong? Or what is the funny name that's going to make us laugh? Call us here. It's Kincaid and Dallas.
Our show anytime you're ready. Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
I don't know if you heard the news. Dave and Jackie Loudon, they're going to be grandparents.
Yep. I'm going to be an uncle to twins.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Are they awesome. Identical or fraternal?
Identical.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
And do we know boys, girls?
Boys.
Two boys.
Boy. I know one of their names. I'm not going to say it. But
yeah. They didn't tell you the other one, or they don't have the other?
They haven't decided. They haven't decided yet.
So we're discussing, you know, Dave and Jackie think that they're going to be able to name themselves what their grandma and grandpa name is going to be. That's not on you. That's on whatever the kids say you're going to be at age two. That's how that works. Good morning. Welcome to our show. Hey, Joe.
Hi. Good morning.
Joe, you're the grandma in this situation. What are you called by your grandchildren?
I only have one, and he will be my only one. And he calls me Mine, M-I-N-E, because I belong to him. He knew it from the moment my eyes met him. The first time.
Aww,
did you come up with that name, or that was him? He said he called you that.
No, that was all him. I wanted to be called Mama Doe because that's what all of my daughter's friends called me, and he refused.
That's sweet.
That's sweet.
Funny. Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate you. I just got a message here from my wife that said, my niece Annabelle called my mom Baba Xander, and so they wanted to keep going with Baba because it was just easy to have one name. Mm-hmm. Xander tried and just screamed Baka. Like, would go, Baka! and it was frightening.
That just got scared.
My goodness.
And it was frightening, so that ended.
Oh, man.
Aaron, thank you for listening to our show. I appreciate it. My wife, Aaron.
Yes, yes, Aaron. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you.
We love
Aaron.
You.
Hi, Peyton. Welcome to our show.
Hello.
Good morning. So what is the grandma and grandpa name that we came up with?
Okay, so my mom was kind of in the same situation with your grandmother because she was like, I don't want like an old grandma name. And so she took the one from her best friend's mother, and so she goes by Gaga.
Gaga. Oh, okay. Yes.
Lady.
Yeah.
Gaga.
Yeah. So we'll just hear my 2-year-old niece, she just goes around and she goes, Gaga, Gaga.
Oh.
And everyone sings Bad Romance as loud as they can.
Ra,
so
ra, ra, ah, ah.
Thank you for listening. On to line 3, and Deborah, good morning. What's the grandparent name that a kid came up with?
Good morning. My granddaughter on the other side of the family, I guess she couldn't differentiate because she calls them both Nana, and she calls them Nana with the brown hair and Nana with the blonde hair.
That's so funny.
Aww.
Grandparent by hair color.
Yes.
Nana D.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that. That's so original. That's great.
Well, my daughter, when she was little, my sister's name is Susan, and she could never say Susan, so she always called her Susu. Well,
Susan.
She's 37 years old now, and she still calls, you know, everybody now calls her Susu.
It sticks.
Oh, I hope wow. that's the case with my nephew. I'm worried about the day he can finally say Amanda.
I know.
Because he calls me Man-Man, and yeah. I think that's so cute, and I'm just going to be real sad.
That's
so
adorable.
I hope that happens to me, where they just call me that forever.
Man-Man. Man-Man, yeah. Nothing is sadder than when a little kid stops saying the cute thing.
And he calls you the real
yeah.
name.
Yeah. It's like when Xander stopped saying he wouldn't say I love you, he said Lulup.
Oh.
And to this day, we force a Lulup on him. It's like, no, Xander, it's Lulup!
You're saying it wrong!
Hey, we got this cute little message. I'm 21 weeks pregnant, and my mom wants to be called Bunny instead of Grandma. Good luck with that, Grandma.
I think that's the grandma name that my mom is trying to pick for herself.
Bunny?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
That's a cute name.
It is cute, but again, Mom, I love yeah. you. You don't get to decide.
Good luck with that.
We're discussing the names that little kids have just all of a sudden called their grandparents that are not grandma and grandpa. Savannah, pleasure to have you with Kincaid and Dallas. What are the names here?
Well, I recently just got remarried, so it is my kids, I guess, in-law grandmother, and they call her Teely.
Where did they get that?
Teely.
Like with a T?
Or K?
Yeah, with a T. Oh. And it's because my husband jokingly would call his mother Teely. He doesn't have any kids. The only kids are my kids.
So they picked it up.
They heard him, and they were like, oh, well, we want to go to Teely's house.
Look what you did. Thank you
yeah,
for the call.
So now, and every time they call her that, she's like, why do y'all call me that?
It's his fault.
I learned it from watching you.
You all right. Thank you. Stephanie, good morning. What are the grandparents' names that are not grandma and grandpa?
Good morning. So my grandfather's name is Dat Daddy.
Dat with a D.
Yeah, like with the D, like D-A-T-D-A-T-Y.
Dat Daddy.
Dat Daddy.
That's hilarious.
I kind of like that.
I know it. Everybody, you know, is like, where'd that come from? But I also have another one. So my daughter couldn't say Aunt Sherry. So this is before she had grandchildren. So she called her Mishi. So now her grandson calls her Mishi because she loved it so much.
That's a cute name, Mishi. Too,
though. It also sounds like a really great anime character.
Did you know that Yaya is Greek for grandma?
I did know that it was Greek, but I just thought it was odd because we're not Greek and neither is Patrick's side of the family. So I don't know where
yeah,
you got
and
that.
And then I guess it's Vovo. That is Brazilian.
Oh, no way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not to change the subject, but when Miles was super little, it almost sounded like he was saying things in Spanish, which makes you think that there was like a sort of past life situation going on.
Uh-huh.
Because we said to him one day, we said, hey man, do you want some milk? And he said, sí. And I'm like, whoa. And then he said a couple other things that sounded like Spanish words, but that's a whole different subject of, do you believe your kids had a past life? We'll do that on Monday. Nicolette, last call on this whole thing. What are the grandparents' names that are not grandma and grandpa? The unconventional, a little kid came up with them names.
Okay, so for my son, his father's parents were predetermined names by his cousins.
Mm-hmm.
His grandmother is Mukka, M-U-K-K-A.
I'm glad you spelled it.
His grandfather's name is Gukka, same thing but with a G.
Glad you spelled it.
My parents, they came up with theirs, and they are lucky that it stuck. It was just plain old Meanie and Pop Pop.
Yeah, that's the...
It's tried and true. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Thank you so much for the call.
We're ready to accept. It would be simple. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Wouldn't it be great if you had a grandpa who loved golf and his name became Putt-Putt?
Putt-Putt.
Wouldn't that be like...
That is good,
though. That's a good one.
Putt-Putt. It's our morning show, any time of the day when you want to hear it. Kincaid and Dallas, on demand. What would you say is one thing you cannot live without? An item that you cannot live without.
Oh, an item.
Yep.
You're not talking like food and water.
That was right. Like water.
No, not like, well, I'm not talking about like, you know, to keep you sustained life. Just something, a comfort item or just something you use, a tool, a daily, something that if you didn't have it, you'd be like, oh man, life is...
I actually just thought about this the other day when I thought about, you know, sometimes there's always that conversation where it's like, what do you think is the greatest invention, whatever? And I thought about it the other day, and I would say one of the top greatest inventions is a vehicle. Can you imagine not having your car? Just like think about what life was like before people had cars.
We wouldn't be doing this. You wouldn't be listening to
That's
us in your
I'm
vehicle.
That's what I'm saying is that we I feel horses. Like a vehicle is one of the top best inventions that we as a society have come up with. Because it just...
Yeah.
You know what?
I don't disagree.
Because imagine all the places you would not have seen, because we'd still be riding horseback across the country.
I mean, cities would be, like, drastically different. Everywhere would have to be walkable.
Yes. Yeah. It's crazy.
You're right about
that. No, you're right. Yeah, I agree.
I feel that way, and it's the exact opposite right now as things cool down a little bit. When it gets to be the dead of summer, like the first really warm week of the summer, and you step into that central AC in either a business or not, that for me has made, I mean, my parents know a time before they had AC, and my grandparents did not have AC at all.
I grew up without AC.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have air conditioning in our house.
I'm not sure my parents did.
But I don't ever remember it being so hot that we couldn't stand it. I mean, we had fans. We raised the windows. We had screens on all the windows. We lived out in the country. It was fantastic.
Well, you would just leave the door wide open, right? In case a neighbor wanted to stop in a bar or something?
No, you don't leave the door wide open.
No, you did. They just left the door open.
Things would come in.
Animals would come in.
Yeah, but we did have screen doors.
Yeah. I don't know if a moose wanted a bar of sugar. I don't know what you did.
There are no moose in Alabama. Not the last time I checked.
Not that we know of.
Mm-mm. I mean, I just didn't, you just didn't see one. You didn't look hard enough, Talis.
There's that one secret moose.
I can promise you that I covered all the woods where I grew up.
But why? Hey, Garrett, what was the one thing?
Working on those night moves.
Oh, I know. Mrs. Seeger. Hey, so, Garrett, what's the one thing that you couldn't live without?
The one thing I couldn't live without, and it's interesting that today is the first day of the year that I'm wearing my jean jacket, because I'm going to say my jean jacket.
You're lame.
No, come on. You don't even yell at me. You don't even let me explain. Okay.
Amanda said the automobile. I said air conditioning. You have a jean jacket.
It's a jean jacket. All right. Because not only one, it's super comfy. Two, as it starts to cool off and gets kind of chilly out, you know, it's not too hot. It's not too cold. You're perfect in your jean jacket. And three, you get the added inventory space. You get all these pockets. You can carry around so much more stuff without having a bag.
Garrett and Jay Leno should be friends. I've never heard anyone so excited about denim.
And you can put patches. And little enamel pins. You can personalize your jean jacket.
I can't think of anything. There's not anything.
Thank you.
We're going to make Garrett feel so incredibly stupid.
No. My answer is better than Dallas.
Hold on, turn your mic off.
No, you can't turn my mic off.
Listen, I like the jean jacket.
Thank you.
I don't think that it's something that I could live, you know, like I could live without it. You know what I mean? Like
different strokes.
It would be miserable right now to be living without air conditioning and or a vehicle.
I'm asking because a bunch of people got surveyed, and here's what they said, okay? Well, surprise, the majority of these people said medicine.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Well, sure.
Good grief.
And you like cars, I like AC. Stupid jean jacket, Garrett.
You're stupid.
Undecided Dallas.
No, I'm not undecided. There's just not anything that I can't live without. There are like my dogs, that kind of stuff. I don't care about things.
Hey, wait,
Can I change my answer?
You can't
My glasses.
No. 53% electricity, 51% said gas and heating, 48% generic electronics, I guess cell phones and stuff, and then 46% said Wi-Fi.
Okay. Yeah.
I got to
tell
you.
The last two ones, stupid.
I could go off the grid tomorrow and live in the woods with all my animals and never come out. I could so do that. Live off the land. I mean, I just could do it.
I was watching an episode of Seinfeld yesterday, and I wasn't fully paying attention to it, but I just caught this section where one of them was asking the other what they read while they're on the toilet, and I was like, what a funny concept that people were reading magazines, and now people just sit on their phone for hours on the toilet.
You don't even know what it was like.
What
do
was
you
it
do
like?
That?
I'm saying if you had to ask a person today, what do you read while you're on the toilet? They're not going to say a magazine. They're going to say, I play on my phone.
Yeah. Gosh, I am so... And I do. Like, I have these fabulous travel magazines in my bathroom, and that's what I look at. I don't take my phone in there.
We didn't have anything at my house. You read the Lysol can. And you knew the ingredients, and I was excited when I realized like their 800 number for comments had changed. I'm like, oh, they changed the 800 number. Like, that's what you read.
Is this recent?
No, this is when I was a child.
This was last night.
Dallas, this is 4 hours ago.
I don't have enough time to be reading things in the bathroom. I go in, I get my business done, I go out. And if I don't get my business done real fast, it's because I'm struggling and I don't want to be reading.
That's where I do all my best reading.
Sometimes reading helps relax.
Garrett, we need to turn the Library of Congress into like just a giant restroom for us so we just never run out. And Garrett, you can wear your jean jacket.
Hey, we could have a bathroom book club.
What's going to happen, though, is y'all are all going to want to come to my place and stay when I go off the grid. Okay, fellas.
Can I come stay in your lean-to?
She's expecting the apocalypse.
Kincaid in Dallas.
On demand.
Dallas.
In your ears.
Dallas.
Kincaid in Dallas.
Who feels like answering ridiculous questions because it's that time of the week and the show
wants to know.
Here's how this works. We ask questions that cannot be Googled because you had a firsthand experience. This happened to you. In this particular situation, it's not your friend, not your loved one. You had this happen to you, and you can speak firsthand about the situation. Now, one major change this week. One of us had a story that was not answered last week properly, and so it's being reused this week. We'll find out who that is here momentarily, but it's not me. I want to know, there's more story. If you've ever thrown up on a carnival ride, you were on the ride and you threw up. Not somebody next to you. You threw up on a ride.
And you didn't get nauseous from the ride, get off, and then throw up in a trash can. You threw up on the ride.
Yeah.
Not your son, not your daughter. You.
You're right. The ride's spinning around and you just
yeah. And it's that stuff's just spraying through the air.
Oh, like God. That scene in The Sandlot where they all throw up off the side of that spinning thing.
Like The Exorcist.
I think we used a lot of detail in that, so I'm sure we'll get a call. Dallas.
Okay, we've been having conversations about cats. We talked about cats. I was talking about tigers the other day. I love cats. I want to know, is there anybody listening? And once again, you. I want to know if this happened to you, not someone you know. Probably won't get an answer to this, but I want to know, is there anybody listening that's ever been attacked by a cat weighing 30 pounds or more?
So a big cat.
Yeah, a big cat. Whether it's a domesticated cat or was it a tiger? Was it a wildcat? Was it a mountain lion? Anybody listening that's ever been attacked by a cat?
I'm not sure if you were attacked by a mountain lion if you'd be here to tell us.
You might be.
I hope so, Amanda.
I would hope so. Yeah.
He's scary. So,
yeah, I was saying we may not get an answer for that one today, but I just want to know what that was like.
Okay. I'm reusing my question from last week. I really, really want an answer, and last week's was not what I asked. So I need to know if you listening have ever died and been resuscitated. You were brought back to life. Whether you died like not in a hospital, maybe you died in the hospital. It doesn't matter where. You stopped living for a second, and you were resuscitated and brought back to life.
Like you were out in your driveway, and you had a heart attack, and you died. And
somebody brought you back to life. Yeah. Yes. Or you were in the hospital, and you coded, and they brought you back.
Not passed out.
No, you died.
Yep. After you threw up on a ride and were attacked by a cat.
Right. And I want you personally. This happened to you. Garrett?
Okay. I understand that there is a slim chance of me getting an answer this morning, and that's fine. I'm fine with that. I was thinking the other day, there are certain things that just don't really happen anymore these days as we move forward in time. And so my question this morning is, I want to hear from someone who's been shot with a bow and arrow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I know.
Everything I
know.
I do it for you.
But, like, that doesn't happen anymore. People aren't there.
Robin Hood.
People aren't there just getting shot with bows and arrows.
You're right.
So my.
I want to hear from that guy.
Okay.
That was so profound, Garrett.
If you had a firsthand experience with any of this, you can answer any of these questions. The show wants to know.
Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
I was waiting for the very last second for producer Amanda to screen all the calls at New Country 101.5. It's Kincaid in Dallas. Would you believe it? Show wants to know. Four questions. Oh, somebody hung up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Somebody. I was all excited.
Line four. That was Garrett's.
Oh, come on.
And we got a bunch of people who said they were going to answer that one, and I had to let them go because we had.
If you've been shot with a bow and arrow, call back. Nobody else call.
Call back. Then you go, Garrett. You know what? The honor system is the best way to take calls from now.
Yeah.
Hey, nobody else call us.
Nobody else call. We have answers for those.
Jonathan, good morning. Whose question were you answering? Jonathan?
Yes, me.
Hi, it's you.
Yeah, Jonathan. About the one the one where you've died and you've came back.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's hear it, Jonathan.
This is producer Amanda.
I heard last week the answer that you got, and I know that's not what you were looking for.
You didn't pass out at a grocery store?
It wasn't.
No, definitely not. No, actually, I was cutting down a tree in my backyard, and I guess I stepped in a wasp nest that was in the ground, and I got stung a whole bunch of times, and I've never been allergic to bees, this particular time, they took me down. And yeah, my girlfriend at the time rushed me to the hospital, and I didn't tell her on the way there, but I was going blind. Like, everything was just going, was going dark.
Oh, my
and
God.
I didn't tell her. But when I got there, I was pretty much gone. They thought I was a gunshot victim, you know, when they wheeled me into the hospital.
Oh, God.
And yeah, and apparently my heart did stop. It took 6 shots of adrenaline to bring me back.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember much of it, but when I came to, I know it felt like I was hit by a train for the next 4 days.
I'll bet.
Wow.
But apparently I flatlined for a few minutes, but they brought me back. So
you don't remember what happened to you when you flatlined? You didn't see any like crazy light? You didn't see your grandma? Your dog?
Nothing like
my
that.
Grandma?
I don't. I guess I wasn't gone long enough, but when it was happening.
Well,
like,
you can only be gone so long.
Yeah, I did see like a light, and it was getting darker and darker, and then before I knew it, I came back.
Wow, so it's like you were traveling away from it.
It's amazing.
So yeah, you come back to life, Jonathan, and for a while at least, the little things don't bother you. Every day is a gift. Do you see life differently now?
Oh yeah, most definitely. And I make sure to carry my EpiPen.
Yeah.
Good call.
Jonathan, yeah. I always say thank you for listening. Thanks for being here, man. I'm glad you're still here.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's thank crazy. You. That's what I wanted last week. So I'm glad that Jonathan answered me.
A flatliner. That's what we needed.
Seriously. Yep.
Well, now we get stupid. Hey, good morning. You threw up on a ride?
Oh, did I ever?
Greg, it's show
about a half dozen other people.
Oh man! Oh, it is show wants to know.
Train, sadly,
it's like dominoes.
It is. What? Okay, walk us through it. You were on a ride at a carnival, and things
at
just were.
Dallas.
Okay.
And the spinnaker. It was spinning in circles.
I love the spinnaker.
Yep. And this was the day that kind of began all that. But we were spinning. I tried to hold it back. I couldn't. Thank goodness for everybody in my car. I was the last one in it. And we had just eaten.
Oh.
I was
What did you eat?
Yeah, what'd you eat? Like a chili cheese dog?
Hot dog.
Yes. Hot dog.
Oh, no.
Did you throw up on anybody? Did anybody get hit?
I threw up on the next person, the three people in the car behind us.
Oh, yeah, because the wind.
Because that spinnaker thing moves fast.
Yes, almost everybody on the ride got hit.
Oh,
can you imagine you're on the spinnaker and a chunk of weenie hits you in the eye?
No. I threw up and so did so other people, you know?
You caused it.
Hit. Yeah. Oh, it was movie. No. It was kind of,
I'm sorry.
Oh, man, that's so gross.
That's gnarly. I'm sorry.
I don't
I don't blame you.
I was waiting for him to go. And then the lady next to me was so disgusted she flatlined and we brought her back, and I'm surprised she didn't call. Greg, thank
you.
Greg, thank you for listening. Thank you.
Oh,
Lacey, you were attacked by a cat.
What?
Yes.
A
big cat.
Yes, a Maine Coon.
What?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
That is a big cat.
I've had Maine Coons. I have Maine Coons right now. I love Maine Coons. What happened?
So this particular Maine Coon, I guess at one point was probably someone's domestic cat who I'm assuming they no longer loved and cared for. It did have a collar, but it was loose and came in my garage and was attacking my fur baby. So I was in my garage trying to save my cat, and it turned on me.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Yes, and it just, like, pounced on me. And the thing was cute as a button.
Yeah.
And furry, but was vicious. And I'm, you know, I love animals. But the thing was huge. I, of course, at that time had never seen a cat so big.
Yeah. I had one that weighed 30 pounds. So, I mean, and they can get, I think, up to 45, 50 pounds. Yeah.
How'd you fight it off? My cat mass is like 25 pounds.
Yeah. The Maine Coons are huge. They're long. I mean, if you didn't know what it was, you probably thought it might have been a small bobcat in your garage.
Yeah, Lacey, how'd you get away?
Well, you know, the thing is, I just started kind of screaming and yelling, and eventually it just kind of
it stopped.
Was scared of me, and it stopped and took off running.
Oh,
Lacey, we have sound of you yelling at this animal. Do you want to hear it?
Of course.
I knew that. Did you have a lot of scratches and stuff?
I did.
Oh,
I did.
Okay. Oh, that's scary.
Wow. Yeah, that is so scary.
Downright frightening. Thank you for calling in, Lacey. I'm glad you're okay. Now, Garrett, you didn't get an answer to your question.
All right.
I see one line ringing.
Fingers crossed this is the right call.
Hey, good morning. You're live on the radio. Were you shot by an arrow?
No, I was not, but I do have a funny story where I, as a child, thought that I was going to Alice in the Wonderland and stuck a diary key into a electrical socket.
You died?
Did you die?
No, I didn't die.
Okay. Hang on.
Oh, my
gosh. Good morning. Were you shot with an arrow? You're live on the radio.
Shot to the heart, and you're to blame.
Garrett, you want me to give it 20 seconds?
Yeah.
Arrow calls?
Let's wait. Okay, hey, if you were shot with a bow and arrow, call right now.
It sucks because we did have so many that I had to turn down, and now they're just not calling.
I know you're still there. You're still listening. Call back.
If you were one of the people I had to hang up on, call back.
Oh, there we go.
Because our guy lost service or something.
Good morning. You're live on the radio. Were you shot with an arrow?
Yes.
Oh!
Yes!
What happened?
You're not going to believe this. Like, I was literally about to drive down to your station if you didn't answer the
phone. Oh, that's awesome.
All right, tell us.
Okay, so I'm at a carnival. I'm on the ride that goes up, like an arm that goes way up and comes back down, you know?
Uh-huh.
There's a kid with the bow and arrow game, shoots it. It ricochets, hits me on the carnival ride. I look down. It's through my arm. I throw up on the ride. I throw up. I die.
Oh, my God.
Oh, stop.
Are you pulling my leg?
Oh, my God.
And then you got off and you were attacked by a cat.
Okay. Good morning. Don't fool
us. Sir, we know your location and we're coming after you.
It's Kincaid Dawes. Were you shot by an arrow? You're live.
Don't mess with me.
Yes, I actually was.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Let's go.
So I was deer hunting with a crossbow, and I was sitting in the stand, and the crossbow was cocked back, and the string broke, and the arrow went straight through my leg.
Oh man!
Gosh.
Oh gosh,
sir, did you live?
Yes.
Okay, here's my question: how did you get out of the deer stand?
Yeah, right.
I actually had to call for help, and they had to find me get me down.
Oh, dude, I'm glad you're okay, man.
Sure. Okay.
I figured it would be a hunting accident.
All right, I've got a question because I've always heard this. When the arrow was in your leg, did it bleed? Or did everything just stop because the arrow was there, you know?
Like plugging the
holes.
It bled a lot. The arrow actually went all the way through my leg.
Ooh. Oh, my Lord.
Do you have a nasty scar now?
Yeah, your thigh, your calf.
What part of your leg?
It was right above my ankle.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
the bonier area.
Ow. Oh, God.
Oh,
man. I'm glad you're okay, sir.
Yeah.
That could have been much worse. How long does it take to recover from something like that?
This happened 10, 15 years ago, and I still have pain to this day.
Oh, I believe it.
Oh, wow. God.
Man, I'm sorry you're
dealing
with that.
Honey, get you some Celebrex and gabapentin.
Something.
It is fantastic.
Well, it is almost Christmas. Thank you for listening, and calling in and answering all of the questions have been answered.
We did it!
Listen, he was being funny, but 2 points for the guy.
I believed him for half a second. He had me going. That was good.
What an imagination he has.
Thank you for an entertaining and informative morning.
It's our morning show, any time of the day when you want to hear it. Kincaid and Dallas, on demand.
I've heard Dallas excited to talk to a lot of people, but never, never, never the level of excitement that we have right now for Helio Castroneves, Brazilian race car driver, Dancing with the Stars champion, Helio.
When we got that message, I was like, Helio Castroneves, oh my God, are you kidding me?
And it's so funny because some people actually don't like to talk about because they think I'm going to be offended about Dancing with the Stars.
Why would you be? Get close to that mic, Helio. Yeah. No, it's okay.
Are we on the air already?
Yeah, we are. It's New Country 101.5. And Helio Castroneves is here. You may remember him from, your illustrious racing career, but also season 5, Dancing with the Stars, you are a champion.
Yes. Thank you very much for the introduction. I wasn't even know that we were in the air, by the way. So a lot of people think.
Neither did we.
Which happens a lot.
A lot of people think I'm a dancer that can drive a race car. And it's actually the reason I got the reason that I got into a Dance with the Stars because of racing. But anyway, so I won in season 5, which was a long time
Julianne.
Ago. Julianne Hough, yes.
Yeah, and, y'all were amazing.
Dallas, thank you so much for your votes. You know, I really appreciate
that.
Yes,
I did. I had like three different cell phones going. I was voting hard and heavy for you guys.
No, but you guys don't understand. It's all about voting. You know, it's not only about the scores that the judge gives you. And it was so much fun. I mean, no question about it. And you got to be quick on your feet, you know, to drive a race car. You got to be quick on your feet in the dancing as well. So it always turned out to be a perfect combination.
When you, after you won Dancing with the Stars in the next race that you were in, did the drivers just get,
I thought they're going to be teasing me, you know.
And?
But because I was actually sort of okay, right?
Not. So, okay, you were amazing. You were amazing.
More.
Yes. Woo! When you were on the show, I was like, good Lord, he's been dancing in his spare time.
So and then they couldn't tease me. They were like, man, they were mad at me
because you were so good.
Did you have to teach them the foxtrot?
I did not. It's funny because some of the fans comes to me and say like, okay, I want to learn how to dance. I was like, well, call Julianne. Don't talk.
You do season 5, and then you get invited to a couple weddings. Do people all of a sudden they're eating but they're watching you? Do you even dance? Will you even slow dance at weddings?
So, I'm so glad you asked that question. I had a charity event, right, and all of a sudden, right at this spot. They were like, hey, this lady really want to dance with you. I was like, yeah, but I mean, we were talking about racing here. It's like, no, but she really want to buy a dance with you.
I was like, my gosh.
What do you mean? I'm not expecting that. No, I know. Would you do that?
So they auctioned you off?
So they auctioned right there. A dance, like literally. Yes. I walked.
But it's for charity. But it's for charity.
And then it's like, it's sold for $10,000.
Oh my gosh!
I'm like, so. But actually, they didn't say we're gonna go to a studio or that. Right there, now,
right there.
Just band. I was like, oh my god, what do I do? Right. So I'm like, I told the band, I said, look, 30-second most, because I don't know. I remembered you, and I asked Julianne to teach me some sort of like basic moves.
Right.
So if you come to a situation like this, you know how to do it. So I said, Ben, please, 30 seconds, no more than that, because that's the choreographer. I know how to easy dance. So we stand up, everybody's watching you, right?
Of course, and you're they like, are, yes.
So I'm going one side, I go one other side, and I told her, look, I'm going to spin you around and deep you, right? Okay, and I deep her, and then now the band is like a minute and a half. And I'm
so
like,
this is 3 times the amount you said.
I'm like, and we're repeating, you know, the same move, because that I told 30 seconds, you know. So now I start inventing things, right?
Oh my gosh.
Wait. And now I start inventing things. So when I come, I kind of like push her gentle, but push her like on the side. And I look the other way, and I just heard everybody, ooh, she fell. Fell. I'm like, oh my god, what did I do? You know, so thank god some of the people saw that she was using sandals. She got caught up with the carpet.
Okay.
But I felt terrible. Imagine you push her, the person, and the person fell.
They just paid $10,000 to dance with you.
Did the charity get the money at least?
They did get the money. So at least I'm like, woo, that's it. No more charity events.
Just for the record, I would have paid
$20,000. Oh my goodness. Wow. No, I'm getting
there. The Petite Louanne's is coming up at Road Atlanta. And
I'm glad you said that. By the way, I'm going to be
right track never.
I mean, we love you, Helio, but I know we're going to talk about what you're going to be doing in Atlanta. So the Petite Le Mans coming up. You're going to be racing that. Gosh, you've been so busy and you've been winning so much. I mean, the Indianapolis 500, you've won 4 times.
Yep.
The Rolex 24 at Daytona.
Yep.
I mean, you are a racing man.
I know.
I've done the road course at Road Atlanta, you know, taking the ride and stuff. And Amanda and I were just recently in Sebring. And we went out to the Sebring track and took the ride, too. So she kind of got a taste of the road course.
What did I love the Atlanta, Royal Atlanta racetrack. It's, man, it's up and down.
Oh, it is.
So fast.
It is a great track.
So we actually share the car. And it's like a relay race, you know. So we start at 12 o'clock on Saturday. And we finish about 10 o'clock. So even if people say like, oh, I cannot go to the race. You have 10 hours can actually go,
right? You can come in and make a couple of hours. Exactly.
Kelly, you're sharing this car. Anyone, like, you get the car and all of a sudden there's like half-eaten fries in the seat. You're like, come on.
They sweat. They sweat. And as soon as you sit down, you actually, in the adrenaline right there, as soon as you start getting comfortable, it's like, ooh, it's a little. I know. I was like, come on, guys. Can't you take a pill that sweat less or something? Whatever.
Armpit Botox.
Right, here we go. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, and it's the 25th anniversary of Road Atlanta. Right. I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, I've been in Atlanta for a long time.
The hardest part, you know, because when you're driving, you're in control, you're doing whatever you want to do.
Right.
But when you're watching them, now you're cheering for them. You're like, please, please, don't scratch my car. Please don't scratch my car. It's kind of that vibe, you know.
Yeah, and they say it's only yours when you're in it. It's mine now. I'm in it now.
No, but it's great. When you, like this year, we won the Daytona 24. I mean, 24 hours.
And that is an endurance race that is
When you go to sleep, you basically don't sleep, you know, because you're hearing the noise. But it's what a thrill. So here in Petit, I finished second and third. I never visit the victory circle. So
this is the year.
This is it. That's what I'm talking about.
This is it.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Helio,
all right, man. Thank you so much for coming in with us.
Thanks for having me.
Kincaid in Dallas.
On demand.
Dallas.
In your ears. Dallas. Kincaid in Dallas.
Garrett, don't even. Let me tell you.
What do you want for? No, what? Don't start with me, Mr. Krabs's pants.
I didn't. I used to.
You almost did.
I got to the restroom in time.
You did almost.
Ooh. We were talking about things you cannot live without. It would be a sad world without this thing. I chose air conditioning. Amanda chose the automobile.
Well, you know what? Humanity made it this far without air conditioning and cars.
Garrett chose a jean jacket.
Leave me alone. I can answer however I deem fit.
Yeah, you can.
Fit.
It's your opinion. Dallas?
And I was right.
What?
What'd you learn?
What did I learn? That's so funny. Oh, I learned that there's most of the time, no matter what your grandkid wants you to call, what you want your grandkids to call you when you have grandkids, they're going to call you what they want.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. So that's grandma and grandpa, get over it. It's going to be whatever the child chooses.
And it's always a two-year-old, and it lasts the rest of your life.
Yep, exactly.
It's a life sentence of gam gam.
Yeah. Mine was on that same plane. I just was going to say that I learned that Cheryl's grandma name is Grandma Cereal.
Cereal. Yep.
Grandma Cereal.
She is.
And I learned that Dallas can make dozens of delicious kinds of butter.
Oh, yeah. We did learn that.
So many different kinds of butter this morning.
I'm making more on Monday. I'm making Brunswick stew over the weekend. So I'll bring that in on Monday. I am in a cooking mood. I love to cook.
I learned also today my body rejects healthy and tasty food from Dallas.
What happens. It tears your gut up.
It's used to things handed out of a window of a drive-thru.
That's so sad.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that would be the end of today's show. Want to hear more Kincaid in Dallas? Go ahead and go back and search the other hundreds of shows we've put up in the past. Yes, relive the past. We appreciate you listening. And make sure you join us on the radio for a brand new show tomorrow or Monday morning. If it's the weekend.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.